Yeah, I figured I'd let the kids go outside and play. Let them piss off the neighbors a little bit. Because all my neighbors are pretty much Trump supporters. You guys having fun? Do you know you're pissing off the neighbors?
Well, today was my first day using the men's staff bathroom at school, and it is so boring in there. The women have nice soap and plants, and it smells kind of like a waterfall. I asked one of my colleagues about it, and he said that's just the way that it is, that it's like boring to be a man. But guys, we don't have to accept that. I've been on the other side. There is another way. Colorless misery doesn't have to be a secondary sex characteristic. There's still time to make the little things delightful if you're only brave enough. A singular Glade plug-in is not going to make you a girl, I promise.
Hey daddy, when you gonna stop playing?
Bad bitch, I could be a fantasy. I could tell you got big D energy.
Cause I can hear your heart beating.
Hi, good question. Yes, and also yes. For quick reference, I started HRT in January of last year and came out to the school in April. The biggest piece of advice I could give is a little bureaucratic, but make sure you talk to your administration first before you come out to the school. This is just so that the administration can know about your transition and defend you. See, none of the kids had a problem, but a few of the parents did, but because the administration was aware, they were able to intervene and have my back. We had one parent call the school and ask to have their kids switched out of the class. The administration said no. It sucked to have to feel like I had to be able to tell people about things in order to be myself, but at least the administration was able to take care of it for me. Otherwise, just be honest and upfront with the kids. If they're anything like mine, they're more mature than you think they are.
I feel like I had to learn the concept of chosen families really young, and it wasn't anything to do with my queerness, but just based on the fact that I didn't have the love at home that I needed, and I knew that I was valuable and deserved it, so I found it on my own early on. And, you know, I shouldn't be blamed for that because, blood still exists. You were never there for me, and I found my own love, and that's okay, and I think everybody should be allowed to do that. And that's what I fucking teach in the classroom, okay? I always say give it to your friend, not your mom, because fuck your mom. And I don't know, I just am so sad. I am so sad, and I hate my sister. She's a fucking cunt. That's all I have to say.
That's my major problem with school. I really don't do anything unless I actually want to do it. And most of the time, I don't want to do anything at all.
When you get to the gender clinic, what does the specialist actually do? Well, they ask you questions, of course. This person who has the power to decide what the rest of your life will look like asks you questions to make sure that your answers fit the ones they have in their textbook. And can you guess what the problem is? We lie! Or not even necessarily lie, but just we tell them what they want to hear. There's a documented history of trans people doing this since at least the 1950s, and we're still doing it. A 2015 study found that about 30% of trans respondents admitted to lying or withholding information during their NHS gender assessments, because of course we do! If you wait several years for that appointment and you finally get in the room with a person who has your life in their hands, a person who is almost certainly cis, and they ask you, so, when did you know? Of course you're going to say, oh, ever since I was a child. Yeah, I wore my mother's dress. I called myself Wendy. Like, all I want is to be a 1950s housewife and marry a man. Of course you're going to say that.
When you say sexualized,
I'm
sorry, Ani. When you say sexualized gender ideology, do you mean it's simply a book that has a gay person in it?
No.
No.
I don't.
Okay.
There's gender ideology and there's also sexualized content in our
what
library.
What does that mean? Sexual? Someone kissing
someone? Have you read Gender Queer?
I have read Gender Queer. It's just
you don't
some...
find that you don't find that to be sexualized?
No.
Showing how to give oral sex in graphic format?
It's not graphic. Come on.
I'm happy to send you screenshots.
I've seen the screenshots.
So that's not graphic for an elementary class?
The video you showed her, they don't show that in out. They don't read that book in
elementary that's in middle and high school, but it's porn that's in.
It's not porn. Oh my God.
Middle school starts at 11 years old. Sorry. 11th, 12 year old.
Yes, 7th grade in this state, we do sex ed in middle school.
Sex ed does not show illustrations of how to have homosexual oral sex. That's not what sex ed shows.
Ani, sorry, really quickly. Sex ed in middle school is about your body changing, yes, while you're going through certain changes, yes, in your body.
And they do show, yep, pictures sometimes. They do.
That's fine with showing pictures.
Biological pictures.
Exactly. So they show that stuff is fine. We went through that. And then when you go to high school, it goes into more detail.
Of course it
but
does,
recently,
yeah,
recently in the past couple of years.
So Constantine, you're on the record saying Gender Queer is a fantastic book to have in our libraries. Yes or no?
No, I didn't say that. Come on.
Is it an appropriate book?
Is it appropriate for middle school?
It's appropriate for certain ages.
Okay, what's certain
ages?
Look, you can't start banning books, all right?
We're not going to go down that path.
So I'm here today in Oklahoma City to ask the Western Heights School Board why they are defending an elementary school principal who was previously arrested on child porn charges. I am here with the state superintendent, Ryan Walters. What are your thoughts on this case?
The reality is when you work with kids, that's inappropriate. We've heard from parents all over the state of Oklahoma, parents in the district, that absolutely do not want this adult around their kids. And so it's time for the school board to act, and we absolutely believe this individual should be removed from the school.
Western Heights Public Schools deeply values our open communication and transparency. And our Board of Education superintendent will continue to actively listen to the voices of our students, family, staff, and community as we foster an environment where feedback is not only welcomed, but encouraged.
Did something happen? You were trying to come inside?
I did. I went inside earlier while we were out here preaching. I got them preaching. We went inside and I walked around and they were really upset about my shirt. They didn't like the back particularly. And when I tried to walk back in, this officer here stopped me and said, they said that if you go back in, you'll be trespassed from a public building at a public meeting over a t-shirt.
They're terrified because it's true. So you were inside and then you left and caused a little bit of a ruckus.
I'm just out here to hear the truth. So every one of them went up there that were pro-perversion, pro-drag queen. We're lying.
I do not have an issue with Dr. Bernard. The pornography case was closed due to technicalities like not being able to prove the children were under 18.
There is no reason to fire Dr. Merman or anyone else for being an entertainer.
I'm not sure why we're even here.
The board meeting just ended, and they actually are defending and protecting Shane Mernon. I mean, this is unreal. They're going to have an elementary school principal who is arrested on child porn charges around children every day. Insane.